Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Collective Bargain: Unions, Organizing, and the Fight for Democracy is a 2020 nonfiction book by labor organizer Jane McAlevey. It is best understood as a strategic argument for union power rather than a general history of labor. McAlevey contends that unions remain one of the few institutions capable of challenging corporate power and strengthening democratic life, especially when they are built through systematic grassroots organizing. The book draws on practical labor struggles to explain how workers can move from isolated frustration to collective action, win workplace improvements, and build broader social influence. It also presents the idea of whole worker organizing, which treats workers, their families, and their communities as interconnected rather than separate from the job site. Because of that focus, the book serves both as an accessible primer for newcomers and as a compact statement of McAlevey's organizing philosophy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why McAlevey treats unions as a democratic counterweight to corporate power. The book begins from a clear political claim: unions are not just workplace bargaining bodies, but one of the few organized forces strong enough to confront the corporate class. McAlevey connects labor organizing to the health of democracy itself, arguing that concentrated private power weakens public life when workers lack durable institutions of their own. This framing matters because it shifts unions from being seen as a narrow interest group to being understood as a civic infrastructure. In her view, unions train people in participation, accountability, and collective decision-making, which are democratic habits that extend beyond contract fights. The argument is not abstract idealism. It is rooted in the practical reality that workers can win better wages, safer workplaces, and more respectful treatment only when they act together. By making democracy dependent on organized people rather than elite institutions, McAlevey gives the labor movement a larger purpose while also explaining why anti-union campaigns are so consequential. Secondly, whole worker organizing as a method for building durable solidarity. A central concept in the book is whole worker organizing. McAlevey's idea that workers cannot be separated from the communities and relationships that shape their lives. This approach rejects the assumption that organizing succeeds only by appealing to wages or benefits inside a workplace. Instead, it recognizes that family networks, neighborhood ties, faith communities, and informal social bonds can be mobilized to create deeper solidarity. The practical value of this model is that it helps organizers identify who the influential workers are, how trust spreads, and what makes people willing to take risks together. McAlevey presents solidarity as something built systematically, not something that appears automatically when grievances are obvious. That distinction is important because many campaigns fail when they rely on passive support rather than active participation. Whole worker organizing therefore emphasizes conversation, leadership development, and sustained relationship building. It makes a union stronger not just by increasing numbers, but by widening the social base that can hold pressure during conflict. Thirdly, campaign discipline and supermajority participation as the basis for winning, rather than treating organizing as a loose appeal for sympathy. The book stresses disciplined campaigns built around participation from a supermajority of workers. McAlevey repeatedly shows that winning requires more than vocal supporters or a few skilled activists. A credible campaign has to reach the broader workforce, identify natural leaders, and convert private frustration into public commitment. This is one reason the book is so practical. It explains organizing as a sequence of steps with measurable goals, not as a vague expression of progressive values. The same logic applies to union recognition drives, contract fights, and strike preparation. If only a minority of workers is involved, management can isolate them and wait them out. If most workers are engaged, the balance of power changes. McAlevey's method also puts pressure on organizers to be honest about weak spots, since a campaign that looks energetic on the surface may still lack the participation needed to win. The result is a model of organizing defined by structure, not rhetoric. Fourthly, the strike as both leverage and political education, the book treats strikes as more than dramatic labor conflicts. For McAlevey, a strike is a test of collective organization and a form of political education that teaches workers what power looks like in practice. When done well, striking is not simply a refusal to work. It is the visible expression of solidarity across a workplace and often across a broader community. That is why the book emphasizes the importance of community support, public legitimacy, and internal unity before a strike begins. A poorly prepared strike can isolate workers and weaken morale, while a well-organized strike can reveal the dependence of employers on labor and the social value of workers' demands. McAlevey uses this framework to show how labor struggles create lessons that extend beyond the immediate workplace. Workers learn how institutions respond under pressure, how power is distributed, and why collective action matters. The strike therefore becomes both a bargaining tool and a democratic rehearsal, giving participants a tangible experience of self-organization and mutual reliance. Lastly, practical limits of the book and its role as an organizing primer, A Collective Bargain is strong as a strategic introduction, but it is not a comprehensive theory of the entire labor movement. Reviewers have noted that while the book is rich in practical examples of how unions work, how organizing campaigns unfold, and how strikes are won, it is less developed when discussing how to reform weak or undemocratic unions. That limitation is important because it shows the book's real function. It is designed to circulate organizing knowledge to readers who may not already have it. In that sense, the book is intentionally accessible and somewhat generalized. It does not try to solve every internal labor problem or provide a complete institutional blueprint. Instead, it focuses on what workers and organizers need to understand in order to build power from the ground up. This makes the book especially useful for newcomers, activists, and readers interested in the mechanics of labor struggle. Its value lies in clarity, strategic discipline, and its insistence that democratic strength begins with organized participation rather than passive support. In conclusion, A Collective Bargain is best suited for readers who want a serious, practical introduction to union organizing and its relationship to democracy. Workers facing organizing drives, labor activists, students of political change, and general readers interested in the future of organized labor will all find value here. The book is especially useful because it does not stop at defending unions in principle. It explains how workers actually build power through leadership development, broad participation, and disciplined collective action. That makes it more concrete than many books that praise labor movement ideals without showing how campaigns are won. Its distinctive contribution is McAlevey's insistence that unions are not only tools for better wages and conditions, but also democratic institutions that can challenge corporate dominance in public life. Compared with more academic labor histories or more inspirational activist books, this one stands out for its combination of strategic clarity and political urgency. It offers readers both an explanation of why labor matters and a usable framework for understanding how organized workers can make lasting change. If you'd like to support Jane McAlevey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.